Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, Western musical theory tells us we have 12 tones, but just what is the relationship between those notes? Musicians, theorists, and an important recent discovery shed light on tuning and temperament. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com. Music from Book One of The Well-Tempered Clavier, played by Peter Watchorn. This week on Harmonia, we'll hear about tuning and temperaments and exciting recent discoveries in this fascinating field. For centuries, theorists and performers alike have wrestled with the problem of tuning. An interval is the distance in pitch between two notes. Taking the do-re-mi scale, for example, a fifth is do to sol, and an octave is from the first do up to the second do. The human ear can identify when the intervals of an octave or a fifth are in tune. The musical term for it is perfect, as in a perfect fifth. But if we tune a keyboard instrument to all perfect fifths, starting with, say, C, then tuning a perfect G, and so on, we end up with an octave that is not quite perfect. It's a little flat. So we stretch or compress the tuning in certain places to make the octave come out perfect. Just where we put those inequalities makes up what is called a temperament. It's kind of like a flavor of coffee. They all have different qualities, but they still taste like coffee. Some are bitter, some are sweet, some are bland. Today, we're used to equal temperament, where the distance from do to do is divided by 12 and spread out over the whole scale, rather than in one or two conspicuous places. But it wasn't always done that way. For example, in mean tone temperament, thirds are pure, but the fifths are tempered to be imperfect. The chromatic notes especially emphasize difference. To demonstrate, here's the beginning of Mozart's Fantasy in D minor, played two different ways by pianist Enid Kattan. The first excerpt will be in equal temperament, followed immediately by an excerpt in mean tone temperament. The difference in the tuning of those two versions of Mozart's D minor fantasy is quite startling. The chromatic notes in mean tone tuning really jump out and grab the attention, while the equal temperament version is much more even. That mean tone tuning, with its perfectly tuned thirds and not so perfect fifths, was common for much of the medieval and Renaissance eras. Here's Ton Koopman playing the restored 16th century organ at the Triforium de la Cathedrale in Metz. The piece is from the famous Buxheimer organ book, which dates to about the year 1450. Listen to this mean tone organ as it plays a Benedictus with wonderfully in tune thirds and sixths. Thank you. That was Ton Koopman playing the reconstructed organ at the Metz Cathedral. The piece was a Benedictus from the 15th century Buxheim organ book. Let's hear another comparison in temperament and tuning. We'll hear two versions of Bach's Das alte Jahr vergangen ist. Here's the first, played by Harold Vogel, in mean tone temperament. That was Harold Vogel playing Johann Sebastian Bach's Das alte Jahr vergangen ist on a keyboard tuned in mean tone temperament. For comparison, let's hear the same piece again played by Vogel, but this time on a well-tempered keyboard. Thank you. Harold Vogel played Johann Sebastian Bach's Das alte Jahr vergangen ist in two different tuning schemes, one known as mean tone and the other known as well-tempered. Last year, Dr. Bradley Lehmann published a paper in the magazine Early Music, which discussed some squiggles jotted down on the title page of Bach's famous collection, The Well-Tempered Clavier. Lehmann argues that these squiggles are actually tuning instructions. Here's another version of Bach's Das Jahr vergangen ist, played on a keyboard that is tuned according to Dr. Lehmann's interpretation of Bach's own tuning. Careful listeners and organ aficionados will notice something unusual about the instrument. It's a MIDI performance, entirely computerized by making a sample recording of an organ at the Church of the Holy Cross in the Czech Republic. That was another version of Bach's Das alte Jahr vergangen ist, played on a keyboard that's tuned in what Dr. Bradley Lehmann believes is Bach's own tuning. Here's another version of Mean Tone Temperament, a preludium in C by Dietrich Buxtehude, one of the most important 17th century North German organists before Johann Sebastian Bach. The organist is Harold Vogel. listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Moving yet closer in history to the modern keyboard tuning called equal temperament, you encounter the tuning system of Andreas Werkmeister. His theoretical investigations into tuning resulted in a nearly equal tuning. Here is Bernard Focroul playing the restored Schnitger organ in St. Ludgeri's Church in Norden, East Friesland. The piece is Nicholas Brun's Prelude in E minor. If you're listening for tuning irregularities, you'll hear them in the chromatic notes. That was Nicholas Brun's Prelude in E minor, as performed by Bernard Faucroul. The instrument is tuned in the nearly equal Werkmeister temperament. While many fretted string instruments featured equal temperament first, it took a long time for the general use of an equal temperament to catch on. In France, especially, the inherent dissonances in unequal temperaments were favored until Rameau rejected them for equal temperament. Here's Tone Koopman performing a movement entitled Plaintive from composer Joseph Hector Fiocco's French-style suite for harpsichord. The instrument is the restored Jacobus van den Elsche harpsichord from about 1763 in a modified mean tone temperament.
Thank you.
That was a late example of mean tone tuning on an historic 1763 harpsichord by Jacobus van den Elsche. Harpsichordist Tone Koopman played the plaintive movement from Joseph Hector Fiocco's first suite. And now back to Johann Sebastian Bach and the temperament that musicologist Bradley Lehmann believes is the tuning used by the Bach family. This is harpsichordist Peter Watchorn playing the Prelude and Fugue in E-flat major from his 2006 recording of the Well-Tempered Clavier, using a tuning believed to be Bach's own.
Thank you.
Harpsichordist Peter Watchorn played the Prelude and Fugue in E-flat major by Johann Sebastian Bach from a recording of Book One of the Well-Tempered Clavier on the Musica Omnia label. Enough of tuning. Here's a new release on the Alpha label. This 2005 release by Café Zimmermann and Céline Frisch is made up of selections from French Baroque composer Jean-Henri d'Anglebert's ensemble music and solo harpsichord and organ works. We'll hear Céline Frisch playing two fugues from a five-fugue set on a single theme. Harpsichordist Céline Frisch played two fugues from a recent CD on the Alpha label of music by French composer Henri d'Anglebert. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Keith Collins. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.